In today's gospel reading, we find a special kind of story, a parable, a short fictitious tale that illustrates an example or teaches a lesson. Literally, a parable is something cast alongside something else. Jesus' parables were stories that were cast alongside a truth in order to illustrate that truth. Jesus was an awesome and creative teacher, and he used teaching aids to increase engagement and understanding. Parables were used to illustrate basic principles of Christianity, such as grace, mercy, forgiveness, but also to provide insights into how to live life with each other. Importantly, parables draw attention to the kingdom of God and how we should go about living with each other within it. All you wanted to know about parables. As a young child, I used to love hearing our Sunday school teacher read the parables in Sunday school. We would all sit around in a circle and excitingly wait for the end of the parable to find out what we needed to do. But I must admit, sometimes I get impatient as I reread the parables. And I ask myself, why doesn't Jesus just say it? Just spit it out. Just get to the point. I'm anxious to hear the bottom line so that I can act on it. I want the neatly packaged guidance to be revealed to me so that I can do something, anything, to correct the wrong, to solve the problem, to make sure that I am living right in the world. I don't think that I'm the only person who feels this way, this desire to cut to the chase. After all, we live in a world full of headlines, sound bites, snippets of information designed to get us interested, to lure us in, to entice us to read the rest of the story or listen to the entirety of the broadcast. But we're very, very busy people. We often don't take the time that we need to listen to and to hear the entire story, to contemplate and to pray before we act in some way. Today's parable is known as the parable of the wheat and the weeds. And it inspires an attention-getting headline. I can see it now. Landowner refuses to let workers root out and kill evil, poisonous weeds that could destroy God's kingdom. The headline is shocking. It gets our attention. It motivates us to act, to do something. Yet, just reading the headline does not tell the entire story. And that is where we find Jesus today in our gospel lesson, telling the entire story. Not giving us the punchline or succinct list of things to do to fix the problem, but rather giving us a tale to hear, to ingest, to listen to, contemplate, and question. Under the cover of the night, the enemy sowed weeds among the wheat. Now, this was an act of vengeance. What better way to even the score than to scatter seeds that would destroy someone's entire crop? When the slaves found the weeds among the wheat, they were alarmed, they were worried, and they expressed their concern to the householder. To their surprise, he told them not to uproot and gather the poisonous plants, but instead to let them grow alongside of the wheat until harvest time. Basically, don't do anything. I will let the reapers, the angels, come in later to collect the weeds and burn them. Not the response that the slaves in the parable thought they would hear. Not the anticipated ending to the story that Jesus told to the crowds. Now, there is a lot that we can learn, a great deal of wisdom we can glean from the agricultural tale. The slaves in the parable reacted to a situation they perceived as threatening. Let's get these weeds out of here, ASAP. And their response is completely understandable. In the second week of March, I remember seeing headlines on social media and on television about the coronavirus. Coronavirus, global pandemic. Coronavirus, airborne. Coronavirus, could it be in our food supply? I panicked. I reacted. Now, while I wasn't buying cases of toilet paper, I did put my mask on, my gloves, I slathered myself in hand sanitizer, and I searched the city for Lysol disinfectant, for more hand sanitizer, and more gloves. I scoured the internet for masks, and when I couldn't find any to purchase, I looked up tutorials on how to make my own. None of my actions, none of our actions, in response to those headlines, our sound bites, were wrong. But I suspect for many of us, our actions came from a place of fear, of an uncertainty, which led to panic. Now, this is just a funny sidebar that I'll share. We have a good friend, and in his concern and in his panic, he went to Amazon, and we all love Amazon, in an attempt to buy gloves. And so he saw a picture of three boxes of gloves, about 150 pair, and he clicked on, and instantly he was able to purchase those gloves. A few days later, there's a knock on the door with the post person delivering the gloves. Not three boxes, but more like 20 or so boxes, totaling over 1,000 pairs of gloves. He saw the headline. He saw the picture. He panicked. And now he has gloves that will last far beyond COVID-19. Yes, COVID-19 continues to be a real threat. Like the weeds in our parable, we know that it can cause death. But just as the workers in the parable were asked to take a step back, to continue with their day-to-day, and to be patient, we too must take a step back. We must continue to do our part day in and day out to protect ourselves and keep our siblings in Christ safe as well. Even as the number of fatalities mount, we must resist the urge to think that the problem will be solved or the battle will be won quickly. Instead, we must continue to be patient with God and with each other. We must continue to pray unceasingly, lamenting, and giving thanks for the blessings that we have. Another headline that stood out to me during that time, and this was about the first week of March, I'll share it with you. Spit on, yelled at, and attacked. Chinese Americans fear for their safety. Shocking. I'll share an excerpt from this article. Yuen Yuen Zhu was walking to her gym in San Francisco on March 9th, thinking the workout could be her last for a while, when she noticed that a man was shouting at her. He was yelling an expletive about China. Then a bus passed, she recalled, and he screamed after it, "Run them over." She tried to keep her distance. But when the light changed, she was stuck waiting with him at the crosswalk. She could feel him staring at her, and then suddenly she felt it, his saliva hitting her face and her favorite sweater. Now, we have no way of knowing what motivated the man to yell at our sister and spit on her. Maybe it was a headline or soundbite. Maybe it was inspired by bias, prejudice, ignorance. Maybe it was a combination of both, coupled with a fear for his own personal safety and that of his family. Now, my initial response to reading this article was sadness and then anger. Sad that Ms. Zhu was the target of such hate. And I was also angry. I wanted to find this man on social media and give him a piece of my mind. Yet after some time, a few days or so, I started to think about him. I started to be concerned with what was in his heart. The weeds that were growing along with the wheat were within him, a part of him. I know our first response is to write off a person who would engage in such an act, to label them as unredeemable. We want to separate as quickly as possible the good from the bad. And while our intentions are noble and come from a place of love of God and love of neighbor, we must recognize that the weed and the weeds grow together, coexist within each and every one of us. Because of that, as difficult as it may be, as counterintuitive as it may be, we must resist the urge to judge, to write off, to cast aside, or to label as unsavable. Now, this is not to say that we should not call out injustice or hold people accountable for their actions that result in harm, that take people's breath away, that work against God's vision of love, justice, and mercy. However, we must be ever so mindful of our human propensity to judge other people by their worst behavior, while we rationalize our own actions and judge ourselves by our best intentions. What seeds have taken root in our hearts? What do we need to weed out so that all of us can live, love, and laugh together in safety without fear? Remember, our scripture tells us, I will tell the reapers, the angels, to collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. My friends, it is not our job to judge. We are not God. We are not angels. This parable, this story that takes us beyond the headlines, reminds us that we live in a complicated world full of good and evil that is sometimes hostile. It beckons us to remember that our assumptions, our fears, can get in the way of our ability to distinguish between the two, the weeds and the wheat that grow together. So then, we leave the judgment up to God. Let us pray. O God, you have bound us together in a common life. Help us in the midst of our struggles for justice and truth to confront one another without hatred or bitterness, and to work together with mutual forbearance and respect. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.